Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Let's get at it here. 7 after the hour. Looks like Tuesday, January 20th is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn along for the ride, which promises to be a fairly rough one for President Obama. After last year's State of the Union speech, he was pretty able to check off most of what he wanted to do because, well, he doesn't because he had people cooperating with him on the congressional side. He just decided he was going to be the king. I am the king.
That's right.
And executive actions brought around a lot of things, at least in the forefront. Not a lot of things were done. Tonight, the State of the Union, this would be his, what, sixth? Seventh?
How many? This would be his seventh, wouldn't it?
Seventh.
It's second to last.
Sixth.
Oh, he only does seven.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, does anybody care? And I don't mean this to be, I'm not being a wise guy. Jennifer, do you care what the president may or may not say tonight, given the State of the Union?
Yes, I do. Okay. And I do because I think he's doing something kind of interesting here.
Which is?
He's bringing up all these new tax hikes with this idea, tax the rich, give to the poor.
Right.
Which I don't think he thinks he can ever pass because he's got, you know, he's kind of lame duck right now. Well, he is a lame duck. But what I think he's trying to do...
Excuse me.
That's okay. No, what I think he's trying to do, and this is the important part, is that I think he's trying to set this idea up for the upcoming elections for 2016 and
beyond.
So you
help Mrs. Clinton? You think he really wants to help Mrs. Clinton?
I don't know that this even helps Clinton. I think this helps like people like Elizabeth Warren. I mean, they're the ones that are way, way over on the other side. I mean, the fact that people are not outraged by this, because in theory, gives you know, take from the rich, give to the poor, sounds great to me. I don't consider myself to be rich except in love.
Sounds great to you?
Well, of course, sounds great. Why not? Take from the rich and give to people like us.
If you're a shallow thinker and don't have any real...
But here's what I'm getting at. So this is what I'm saying.
Would you lower Jen's voice a little bit louder? Go ahead.
In theory, it's wow, you know, perfect world, fine.
Yeah.
But when you start going through all these ideas that he has, this is not just for the rich. The fact that he's going after capital gains is probably the single most disturbing thing to me, other than what he's going to try to do.
Well, it's just the momentum has just started to come back again in the economy, and this is a great way to kill it. There's a speciousness to this. I don't know whether I think this guy is smart, whether he's evil. I don't really, I'm not sure that I understand or even that I
Those
care to
choices.
Understand.
Yeah, he's either smart, what? He's not smart, or he's evil.
About. Mm-hmm. Kenny, your thoughts as someone who had some supportive ideas around what his ideas were at one point in time anyway.
I think he's smart, but I think it's gotten to the point where both sides are just trying to annoy the other.
Mm.
You know, you had the Republicans saying as they were coming in that they wanted to work with the president, and the first bunch of things that they did were things they knew he wouldn't support, that
right.
he was going to veto that one. And he's turning around and doing the same thing to them.
I don't think that's true. The Keystone Pipeline is one that everybody supports, and that's the first thing that they're trying to pass.
And that's the first thing
that he's going to veto, because he's in the back pocket of a lot of environmentalists.
And that's something that he said he would veto all along. And then they came up with like six anti-abortion bills last week, which will go nowhere. But that's, you know, it's both sides are doing the same thing to each other.
That's where we've
gotten to now.
So it's just stop motion. That's
it
all
kind of is. But, you know, this kind of stuff sets a scene for something greater to me and more philosophical than just lawmaking. And, you know, Dougie, one of my things in life is that we've done a really good job of making people lazy and dependent on a system that can't afford to keep them for their whole lives. But it grows government. And you and I both are not a big fan of doing that, I know. It takes away what this kind of, I just feel like it takes away the American dream, coming here, working, bettering yourself. Now it's coming here and letting the government take care of you, and you just kind of dealing with mediocrity or something.
Well,
I don't know.
There's a simplistic, yes, you do know. Don't say you don't know, because you do know.
I do.
There's a simplistic side to this And it's really skullduggery at work. And I'm gonna hammer home this all day long because it is something that's very close to me. I never had anybody help me during the earlier years. I just happened to grow up in an atmosphere where work was appreciated. Maybe it's in my genes. Maybe it's astrologically where my sign is. I work very hard.
What you do.
And I don't, I'm not like Bill Clinton who's, I'm working very hard to be the president. Hey, Charlie, you wanted to be president. Don't bitch to me about how hard you work. I don't want to hear how hard you work. Get the job done that you said you wanted. In my case, I don't ask anybody for anything. I'm happy to work and try to figure out how to do things that at the end of the day will be productive. Productive either for me or my family or the greater good. And it isn't that I even focus on it that way, but I am under the impression, because of what I have learned through my own travails, that the world is full of opportunity. Mm-hmm. There isn't anything. Every day for an hour at the end of this program, you can listen to hour number six and hear entrepreneur, business people, and inventors galore. Every day we have a different one. Every week we have five different people who come onto the program to discuss their ideas, to understand where it is that the American dream can take you if you're willing to go down that street. So don't give me this crap about how 1% of the world controls half of the wealth. That's not their fault for the most part. Not all of them, but most of them, especially the I guess we'd call it the neo, what are we, nouveau riche. People who have come up with ideas. Look at Silicon Valley and what
all
they
the
have
internet.
Produced there. Look at the what they call Route 128 in Massachusetts, the Silicon Valley of the East. Look at in the Midwest the kind of things that have been created by farmers or agrarians. We can look at almost any opportunity. We can look at almost any field. We can look at almost anything that is creative and see money attached to it. Create your own wealth. Don't be taking money from me that I worked hard or somebody else worked hard to come up with. There is nothing about any of this, whether it's my radio program or my farm. And I'm making this very personal because I think
it's
it is
you're
personal.
You're doing a great job. It is personal.
It's it is. Like, I am so
stop.
Goddamn sick. And I am.
I know.
Of these people who think that they are entitled to something because they're just here. And we have fought, we have allowed, we have encouraged that to happen.
And we apologize for success now.
Yeah,
but
right. It's bad.
That, oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm driving this kind of a car or whatever it is.
No.
This is not bad. These people are smart, and they have created, not all of them. Some of them have the Rockefeller spoon or whatever, but at some point, the first Rockefeller created what the rest of the Rockefellers have enjoyed. Kennedys. Somebody created that, and it may have been at somebody else's expense. Who knows? But they created wealth on their own that has been passed down. You look at the MacArthur in Florida. I mean, you can find hundreds, thousands, millions of names over either recent history or expand back to the time of when the Bible, I mean, there's a, I was talking earlier, Jennifer, about a book called The Millionaire Moses, which basically is like Napoleon Hill in a biblical sense. It is all about what you can create on your own and not relying on anybody else. Can everybody do it? You can. Is everybody capable? Yep. Everybody desire to do it? No.
Nope.
No, because it's easy to create this speciousness, and this is why I so dislike the current thinking.
Yeah.
Because it is all aimed at taking it and not creating. We have the opportunity, God, if you believe in this message, and this is, again, these people who talk about their religious, they don't believe, they believe in what they can get for themselves. And the business of people say power corrupts.
Yeah.
It does. It can, if you allow it to. I know many people. Bill Gates, he didn't have anybody helping him. He dropped out of college, figured out how to do the things that have basically created Microsoft, and look at what he's the wealthiest guy in the world. Did somebody help him along the way? Yeah, I've had good people working with him, and he recognized they were good people. But he started it. It was his idea. You can say the same whether you agree or disagree that Zuckerberg stole the idea from those twins for Facebook, whatever. He's brought it to the point where it is almost single-handedly, not quite single, but he's got some good people around him, recognize that. Look at the Apple reality. I mean, look at any of these.
That was dead. Remember when Apple was dead in the 80s? It was over.
So if these people have done it, why can't you? You say, well, I don't want to live in the right neighborhood.
Nah, no. Neither do I.
Garbage. No, it's not in the right neighborhood either. Anyway, I'm off on a rant and a toot. And
but, you know, thank you for saying that you're absolutely right, because that, I think that's what bothers me more than any of this, you know, sides he said, she said, I'm not going to do it because he doesn't want me to. It's more than that. This is more about a philosophical shift in the country that's very disappointing.
Well, it isn't just disappointing. It's destructive.
It's awful.
Yeah. It doesn't bring us anything. The fact that we are still on top of the heap only speaks to how bad... Well, I don't know about that, but I think it only speaks to how bad the rest of the world is run, frankly. All right, food for thought, 888-302-3684, 18 after on Good Day. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-825 8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Let me see your hands, kid. Disgusting. Order some of the new Brawny Industrial brand Flax Wipers from Grainger. They're highly absorbent, made from sustainable bio-based material, and safer than laundered wipes because they carry fewer contaminants. Perfect for cleaning up after a dirty job like whatever it was you were doing. You're going to be living with those hands for a long time, kid. Keeping clean and your facility spotless with new Brawny Industrial brand Flax Wipers. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lose the winter blues and warm up with hot flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. Thinking about hardwood? Consider bamboo. We've got the number one brand, and we'll help you get it for less, like Strand Bamboo. It's twice as hard as oak, and for a limited time, it's only $1.99. Why pay as much as $4.99 for bamboo at other stores? We've got deals in over 70 styles from an incredible $1.79, plus pre-finished hardwood, laminate, and more for less than half what you'll pay somewhere else, and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to warm up your home with new floors, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Let's say hi to people listening around the country, Jen Jen.
Okay.
Anchorage, hello.
I love Anchorage.
Anchorage. Fort Wayne in the environs in Indiana, hello.
I'm sorry about those colds.
State College, Pennsylvania, hello.
Good news for Penn State fans.
Okay. Abilene.
Oh,
Abilene.
Remember
Abilene.
Big me back to
Abilene. All right. In the background, TLC, will you explain this song, Jen Jen, please?
This is a song called No Scrubs by a band called TLC Dougie. And do you know what a scrub is?
Scrub is what you wear when you go to the hospital.
No.
Doctor's office.
A scrub is a man who doesn't get no love from me.
Really? That's nice to know. Thanks.
A scrub is kind of like a loser guy.
Really?
Yeah, see? Huh. I don't want no scrubs.
I had scrubs on yesterday, but the scrubs I had on yesterday were because I was getting an MRI and nothing to do with a guy. Anyway, TLC in the news today because they're funding an album through a Kickstarter campaign.
They need to do that?
This is a Grammy Award-winning group.
Yeah.
They're depending on their fans to fund the release of what they say is their final album.
Oh.
And they're using Kickstarter, which is a crowdfunding campaign. Let's see here. There's T-Boz and Chili. Who else is
Left
in this group?
Well, Left Eye. See, it was T-Boz.
Lisa Lopes is her name.
Lisa Lopes, but Left Eye is what they call her. She died in a plane crash. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, so there's only two. So how do they get the same sound? How do they get the same? If they all were components, how do you take one third of them away and still have the same quality?
You know, I don't know. I haven't ever seen them in concert. But from what I hear, they bring her tracks in with them.
Ah, okay.
Into the song.
Okay, so if you want to donate $5 and you're a supporter, you'll get an exclusive digital track. And you'll be able to communicate with them during their recording sessions. Higher pledges give you the concert ticket VIP treatment, custom recorded voicemail by T. Boz and Chili, and an in-person fitness class taught by Chili.
She's buff. Whoa, you'd like those beefy arms.
All right. Well, there you go. That's why that's a big deal. All right. So meanwhile, back in the ranch, fun time on Good Day with a return to the late night show. Comedians from last night, Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers here on Good Day.
People are already talking about the next presidential race.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. You feel like, give us time.
Right.
Let us ease into it.
Yes.
But no, they're already talking about it. According to a new poll that just came out, nearly 6 out of 10 Republicans want Mitt Romney to run for president. 6 out of 10. And so do 10 out of 10 Democrats.
First time there's been a sports controversy about deflated balls that doesn't involve steroids. I said the Patriots were deflating the footballs. When asked about it, Tom Brady said,
"Oh man, that is ridiculous. I mean, this stuff he's got. Come on, I'm done. Show's over. Forget it. I don't want to do it.
The other big story is tomorrow's State of the Union address, and I read that during President Obama's speech, one cabinet member will be asked to stay behind to run the government in case there's a crisis at the Capitol. At least that's what they're telling Biden. No, you got to stay in your room and be the boss of everything. Just stay home. You don't have to come, okay? Cool. We'll get you, eat ice cream, all the ice cream you want.
Palpable excitement in the air because it is that time of year again. President Obama will make his State of the Union address tomorrow night. Okay. And here is a cool drinking game you can play. Instead of watching the speech, drink.
There's an idea I hadn't thought of.
That makes it easier.
Aha! Yes! All right, so the polls are out. Most people are lackluster in their interest. I think the ratings last year, well, they put it on all the major networks, right? NBC, CBS, ABC, yeah. Fox will have this.
Yeah. And they shift all the good TV shows. Mm-hmm.
Right, take all the good TV shows away. So that means that they have no revenue for the hour. Does this piece last about an hour? Usually?
Yeah.
Give or take, yeah.
They have no revenue and no watchers. No viewers. Good deal.
Win-win. People are out in the bars.
All the way around.
Happy hour special.
28 after on good day.
Few may know of Willie Woods and the Montford Point Marines, but this group of black Marines in World War II showed the nation their fighting spirit and led to the desegregation of the Corps.
The Montford Point Marines, it was set up more or less as an experiment. This is what opened up the Marine Corps.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on the Montford Point Marines, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morn and win.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program with the Duggar, the Jenner, and the Kenner. How's that? It's a way for us
you
to
rhyme.
Start.
I like that.
The Jenner and the Kenner. The circumstances with Martin Luther King Jr. Day, amount of time that we spent on this or not in your family, in your circle. 25% of the people who pursued answering our daily poll at DougSteffen.com said they were attending some sort of special event. What sort of special events were held in Los Angeles, Jennifer, where you are yesterday?
There was a big parade in downtown L.A.
Yeah. And how many people, when you say big parade, you know how many people were actually participating
in
this?
No, I don't.
Well,
just a Martin Luther King Day parade. I'm not sure how many people were there, but when I saw that, I mean, it didn't look like it was a small gathering. It wasn't huge, but it didn't look tiny.
Yeah. And so you weren't there.
No, I had to work.
You watched it on. Well, you had to work. You could have taken an hour off if you really believed in the cause and gone down there and
have
held up.
Have you heard
a
about
pipe.
My new schedule?
Yeah.
I believe in the cause. Just
right.
Don't have any time.
So, Kenny, what did you do yesterday that was of interest and connected to this?
He meditated.
I don't know. My day's being upside down. I slept while anything was going on.
Good. And you slept
in San Diego, the Martin Luther King Jr. Day parade was actually, I think, last weekend.
What was it?
Closer to his birthday.
Right. The birthday is, we do these Monday holidays because of the unions and have nothing to do with the reality of when his birthday really was. Kind of like Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the unions didn't get at Christmas, but the Catholics did. So that's why we have Christmas. People roll their eyeballs when I get off onto this. Jesus was actually born around March 24th, 25th, somewhere in there. And so the fact that we celebrate his birth and listen to all these songs and things, it's a nice way to end the year, for sure. It's good for business. It's nice to celebrate whatever you think he was all about. But if you kid yourself into thinking that he was actually born
You mean Jesus was not a Sagittarius? What?
No, he actually was an Aries, which is pretty interesting.
Okay. This is probably not good.
Too much fire. Well, I've seen fire and rain. Well, Aries is a fire sign. You know that.
Right.
So what does that mean? That's something that we can discuss at some other point in time. Did you know this week is National No Name Calling Week?
What? And it's State of the Union week, too?
This is National No Name Calling Week.
So does this mean I can't call you Doug, or I just can't call you a so-and-so?
No. The novel, The Misfits? James Howe?
No.
Focusing on four best friends trying to survive the seventh grade in the face of all too frequent taunts based on their weight, their height, their intelligence, and their gender expression. I didn't realize that by the time you're in the seventh grade, you had gender expression, but I guess the way things are now. Yeah. So anyway, these friends create a new political party during student council elections, run on a platform aimed at wiping out name-calling. The No Name Party is what it's called. Wins the support of the principal and the school, and therefore the No Name Calling Day at school began. So, a lot of people in schools will go through that. I wonder why every day couldn't be No Name Calling Day, or this every week couldn't be No Name Calling Week. Or is that week? Okay.
I am not for bullying. I was not a victim of bullying in high school or in grade school. But I think we're taking
I was.
This. Okay, and I think that's awful because I saw some of the kids who were, and I think back to I was never a bully. Obviously, you know me. I don't have that bone in
very
my body.
Yep.
But you look back at these kids and you see they had a really tough time. There is bullying, and then there is name calling, and I think that there are two different things. Name calling is more of a it's more of a classification. You deal with it. It's how you describe somebody.
Maybe, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
You gotta toughen up to the names that people are going to call you in life, because I've got news for you. It doesn't stop when you get to be 30, 60, 90, 120. It continues to go on, and you just the brain classifies people in weird ways, and you don't mean to do it in a mean way, and I think to take it completely away from kids is doing them a disservice, because then when they get out in the real world and someone goes, hey, shorty, you're going to start, you're going to fall to pieces.
Hey, dummy.
I don't know.
All right, Kenny, you're a read on this, please.
Oh, I couldn't drive if I couldn't call names.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, dumb son of a... Okay, I got that. Right. All right, so that's the...
Stay moron.
Get out of the way.
Everybody does it at some point in their life or in their head. You just have to learn how to deal with it and not take everything so personally.
Names in the news. Tiger Woods got his tooth knocked out.
Yeah, his ex-wife is going, just a quiet.
Showed up yesterday, surprised his girlfriend in Italy. Lindsay Vonn is her name. She was involved in the World Cup performance, record-setting World Cup performance, while he had a face mask on for a fair portion of his time on the slopes. It was cold. Close-ups reveal that he is apparently missing a tooth or a tooth.
Let's all name call him. Hey, Toothless.
He was the victim, apparently, of an overly aggressive Media Corps member. His agent said that was the story. Anyway, during a crush of photographers as the awards podium at the World Cup event in Italy was taking place, somebody that was in the media with a shoulder-mounted video camera pushed in toward him and hit him in the face. Hit him in the mouth.
The mouth.
His tooth was knocked out in the incident. Wow. Sounds big, huh? Big gun.
Hard.
Hit him again. Harder, right? That's how it goes. Hit him again.
What, you want to knock another tooth out?
All right. The consumers of America are speaking. You're a consumer, Jennifer?
I am.
Kenny is a consumer?
Sometimes more than I need be.
I'm a consumer. Sounds like a Monkey song. I'm a consumer. I'm a consumer.
Young guns one now.
All right, so this is a focus on younger consumers because the media and everybody who sells things doesn't think those who have money that are over 50 are worth considering. It's always all about the young consumer and what they are willing to pay for. Well, according to a USA Today story, the United States of America is home to people who are willing to cough up more for food. Not for a lot of other things, but if the food is really good. This is cut right out of the Doug Steffen playbook. I couldn't have written a better article.
Okay.
No, I mean, under the circumstances, I have a dairy farm, and I sell very expensive products at my dairy farm because they're worth it and because people will pay who understand and appreciate what they're getting. I think that's the case. People, and that's what the survey suggests, if you read it USA Today yesterday, young people interested in paying premium prices for food because they are healthier, or at least they think they are. Older folks set in their ways, and see, this goes back to advertising and why advertising is as it is. Why do people who are sponsoring things on programs like mine value more those who are from 25 to 54 than those who are 35 to 64 or 45 to dead? Because the older people, so they think, don't ever change their mind. They always buy the same product. Hello, have you looked in the car lot lately to see who's buying cars, who's changing, how many older people that used to drive Buicks are driving Toyotas now?
I believe that that's actually something that's changed, because my grandmother would, I remember, she'd go to the store and it was a thing. I mean, it was rare that she would try a new product. I think the most surprised ever was when she went and bought Honey Bunches of Oats cereal one day, and I was like, what are you doing? Where are your cornflakes? I mean, it was that was a thing.
Cornflakes.
She'd buy the same butter. She would buy the same cream. She'd buy the same everything.
Yeah.
And but I think things are different now that people have more access to information. I mean, with this, people seem to be wanting to live longer, better their lives. They think they can do that with healthier products. I think you're seeing a shift.
They can.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's the same anymore. I think today's 70-year-old or 75-year-old is a lot different than a 1950s.
I use this as an example. Please forgive me for the personal reference. I sell raw milk in my dairy store at Eastley Farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. People always ask me, how can I see what's going on at the farm? Go to eastleyfarm.com, EASTLEIGH.
Click on the buy raw milk button.
Yep, you can do that. So yesterday we sold almost 300 gallons of raw milk at $11.50 a gallon. Doesn't that tell you something? It was the busiest Monday we've ever had, and I don't know if it was because we are promoting a little bit more or better, or Martin Luther King, whatever it was.
Yeah.
People were celebrating Martin Luther King by coming and buying raw milk. But I use that only as an example of what's going on. The Global Health and Wellness Survey that I'm referring to, or that's in the USA Today article, offers pretty compelling stats that younger consumers, Jennifer's age and younger, are far more concerned about the food ingredients. They are far more concerned about genetically modified food. And this is why Monsanto is trying so hard to jam it and cram it now, because they know that their act isn't working with the younger generations. It isn't working. So this is a survey, by the way, of tens of thousands of consumers in countries all around the world, not just here. The most health-centric Generation Z, that is those who are under 20, 41% say they would be willing to pay a premium for healthier products. That compares with 32% of those who are considered millennials, 20s and 30s, and about 21% of baby boomers, which is where Kenny, you're right on the cusp of the last year, I think, of baby boomerism, right?
Yeah.
And then me, I'm in the first year of it. So I will tell you that that's the complete motivation I have for buying things, completely. And I'm not in this age demo, but I will tell you that many people that I know who are my age, the people that I'm around, who maybe see or are observant as to what they have as opportunity and what they want to put in their bodies, say and think the same thing. And so this is called the locavore. If you're not familiar with it, you can look it up. Locavore, L-O-C-O-V-O-R-E, or L-O-C-A, it's spelled by some people. Locavore movement is basically aimed. I was in the store yesterday on the farm, met a young four-year-old fellow who was happy to be in the store. His mother, what did she tell me she did? I'm trying to remember. She was some kind of scientist, and she has been coming to the farm since we started selling the raw milk. I've never seen, I mean, I don't see many of the people. I don't spend much time in the store. People who come on, and she just thanked me for offering not only the ability to buy this milk and the cheeses, and we're about to start making yogurt and stuff there, but also for offering an opportunity for children to see where the milk comes from. They can go touch the cow. They can feed the cow. They can ride around the pasture with the cows. They can learn that a big animal isn't scary. They can learn that noises are not unhealthy. But that's been drilled out of a whole generation. Your generation, Jennifer, and the millennials, for the most part, you've all been steered away from what makes sense when it comes to food and your understanding or your interest, your attitude toward what it is. That's why so many people are so out of shape. That's a weird way of putting it.
It's
anyway.
True. Well, we were the fast food. We're the 80s generation. Yeah, you know, the fast food generation. The don't think about where it comes from. Just do all the time.
All right, let's think about where BuzzBox coffee comes from.
Oh, I was hoping you would talk about BuzzBox.
BuzzBox, why do you want me to talk about BuzzBox
coffee? Because I came up with something so awesome to do with BuzzBox.
Did you? Please. I have goosebumps. I'm thinking about I have goosebumps.
Okay, well, BuzzBox coffee is delicious. Like any of the roasts that you get.
Delicious or delicious?
Delicious.
Delicious, okay.
That's what I'm getting at.
Got it.
But they don't have the fake flavors in them, which is great because, but sometimes you want like a little jazz for your coffee. Okay, so here's what I did.
What did you do?
Take a real cinnamon stick.
Yep.
And I put it in my cup.
You sell those at Eastleigh Farm in the store, too.
A real cinnamon stick in my cup, and I brew the BuzzBox over it.
Wow.
Oh,
that sounds like a cool deal.
It's delicious. Right. Cinnamon person.
Join Jennifer in the BuzzBox Brigade. The official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program is BuzzBox Coffee, B-U-Z-Z-B-O-X. If you spend any time at all at DougSteffen.com, you'll see the big orange box on every page on our website, and you'll see the information about how it smells, how it delivers on its promises, how it's just a wonderful product. 866-456-7805. Get you started with BuzzBox Coffee. How will that happen? Well, you'll sign up for a free pound. You'll pay for the shipping. It'll come to you. You'll smell it when it comes out of the mailbox. You'll drink it, and you'll think, my God, what have I been missing all these years? If you've got an everyday habit, having a cup of coffee once, twice, three, four times a day, you need to call 866-456-7805 and sign yourself up for BuzzBox Coffee. Take advantage what Jennifer has been describing. You'll be converted, I know, because it's Arabica coffee. I don't drink, but I know from listening, and I've smelled the stuff because Meredith drinks it and she gets it here.
And it's not acidic at all.
It's very, very, it's like what we were just talking about. The food, healthier food, this is the healthiest coffee you can buy. So you want healthy coffee, 866-456-7805. Sign up for the BuzzBox experience at DougSteffen.com. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Okay, today's daily deal for our listeners is a free professional teeth whitening kit. If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened so you have a bright white smile but haven't had the time or money, then listen up. National Dental Supply is sending a free ProGel whitening kit to the first 50 listeners who call right now. 800-347-1956. ProGel is the same active ingredient and strength sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. And National Dental Supply is sending the first 50 callers from our station an entire ProGel teeth whitening kit free. The kit has everything you need to dramatically whiten your teeth in just minutes at home without visiting the dentist. Professional gel dramatically whitens teeth so you'll look younger, healthier, and more attractive. And everyone will notice. But to see how great you'll look with a new, clean, white smile, you need to call right now before the free professional teeth whitening kits reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-347-1956. 800-347-1956. 800-347-1956.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Away. 2 minutes, important minutes of your life. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and me. Shelley Palmer is off today, but we have many items of interest that have to do with your website, with consumer electronicism. Is that a word, Kenny? I like that. Consumer electronicism.
Yeah.
Consumer electronicism. That's not
creative.
Like,
look at you.
And that consumer electronic, it's not like communism or socialism. It's electronicism. So if you're an interesting person and you're wanting to expand your horizons, electronicism in your ear next here on Good Day.
This morning, Sandra Seed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag get ditched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well,
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit Barracuda.com/firewalls.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions, and they can help you too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
All right, story at DougStephan.com. Matthew Carpenter. How many people know who Matthew is? Raise your hands, please.
I don't.
Well, you're going to.
Okay.
He started ShipYourEnemiesGlitter.com.
Okay, I love him already.
Regretting his decision, made a plea for people to stop ordering at ShipYourEnemiesGlitter.com. You can go to the website for $9.99. Although this, did they take it down over the weekend, Kenny? This website allows you to ship.
I don't know. He's been really overwhelmed
by the success of bombing your enemies.
That's really funny.
That's a Republican. This is heaven for Republicans and Democrats. Anyway, the website allows you to ship your enemies glitter in an envelope guaranteed to spill everywhere upon opening. The campaign appealed to the sadistic users of the internet and has gone viral. And now employees have found themselves caked in glitter, asking people to please end this.
I think that's awesome. That's like the nicest thing ever. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's messy, but it's beautiful.
Here's the founder of the website. Please stop buying this horrible glitter product, he writes. I'm sick of dealing with it. As a web developer, you have made your glitter-coated bed, and I'm afraid you'll have to lie in it, said somebody who wrote on producthunt.com. Good God, people are
crazy.
That's
funny.
Aren't people nuts, nuts, nuts,
it's like
nuts,
that Lucy
nuts.
Episode where she makes a salad dressing and then doesn't want to sell it anymore.
Okay, Google may be selling auto insurance.
Oh.
Soon debuting an auto insurance shopping site where you can buy policies. Internet, let's see, they have apparently been doing this in England. One of the analysts who looked at this thing said in a blog post that Google Compare Auto Insurance Services, licensed to sell insurance in 26 states now and to sell policies in at least one state on behalf of six different companies. So they're an aggregator, it looks like, Kenny. Not a, it's kind of like, what's the name of that outfit that we advertise all the time that's a life insurance? SelectQuote, right? SelectQuote's the same thing. They're not insurance people, they just aggregate. They take all of the data, sometimes millions of things, and they go to insurance companies and say, give us the best rate. And that's what Google's doing. They have not started their own auto insurance company. They are selling auto insurance as an aggregator. Look for Amazon to do this. Who else would be good at this, Kenny? When you look at what Amazon's doing and Google are doing, are there others that are in that same category that would do this?
Amazon and Google are certainly the big ones. Apple could get into it, but they like to do things on their own platform, so it wouldn't be online.
Yeah. Online video, by the way, expected to hit $56 billion. Netflix, Hulu, Vudu, in the next couple of years, yeah. 59 after the hour. It's a good day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.